right.
Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto. It's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This episode is brought to you by Intuit QuickBooks Bill Pay. Growth is the goal, but the paperwork is a trap. If your accounts payable feels like a second job, you're doing it wrong. Enter QuickBooks Bill Pay. Reduce manual data entry, automate your approvals, and track 1099s in one place. No more chasing signatures. No more spreadsheet headaches. Just control over your cash flow and a back office that actually scales. Automate your accounts payable today at QuickBooks.com/BillPay. Terms apply. Money movement services are provided by Intuit Payments, Inc., licensed as a money transmitter by the New York State Department of Financial Services.
Hey, guys. I am Caleb Giddings.
I'm Keith Finch.
I might be Jack.
And we're joined this week by Alex from Guns.com. Alex, why don't you introduce yourself and tell our tens of listeners what it is you do for Guns.com.
Tens of listeners. What's going on, guys? I'm Alexander. I work for Guns.com. I do content. I write descriptions. I travel around, go to different conferences, go to like NRA, SHOT Show. I do a lot of things, I guess. I wear a lot of hats at the company.
You know, we
get one of our sponsors on because we've been trying to get a Taurus sponsor on forever and we just can't manage it.
We can't find anybody from that company.
The Taurus guy just doesn't ever show up. Speaking of Taurus and Guns.com, this week's episode is brought to you by Taurus USA and Guns.com. If you're looking for information on affordable, reliable defensive firearms, go to TaurusUSA.com. And if you want to buy those suckers, go to Guns.com. There we go.
God, we're getting good at this.
Speaking
so
of...
So good at it.
I know, right? It's almost like I'm a professional. So, Alex, so speaking of Guns.com, for the people who aren't familiar with the website, which there are, and Keith is now sideways. There we go. That was weird.
I don't know what... A notification popped up, and I was like, huh. I should take care of that. And then Zoom decided, if by take care of that, you mean mess up the formatting. Yes.
So anyway, now that Keith has decided, Keith always has. So if you haven't watched any previous episodes, if this is your first time watching this, because this was shared on Guns.com, some routine themes in the show are Keith always has technological issues and Jack is poorly lit. So those are standard themes here. But Alexander or Alex, whichever you prefer, for people who may not be familiar with it, like tell them about Guns.com. Like, it's obviously we talk about being able to buy guns there, but you guys also do loads and loads of content. Like, we've had content creators out to the factory in Bainbridge before. So, you know, talk to people. What is it you say you do here? But not just you, but Guns.com in general.
Yeah, actually, I'm kind of on a little bit of a mini campaign here to explain Guns.com. I feel like a lot of people look at us and see us as a big corporation. I think we kind of have this corporation vibe or this big company vibe. And in reality, we're kind of a startup. We're still in the infant kind of years of growing into selling guns. We started off as a publication. We were a publication for a really long time. Then back in 2019, decided that we were going to get into to selling guns online, but that's just kind of a fraction of what we do. We're not just here to sell guns online. We're also trying to be a support system for the Second Amendment. So we have our own warehouse in Minnesota. One of the things that we do and really kind of the overarching theme that we have, I feel like, at the company is we virtualized the entire pawn shop, gun shop experience. So we've just taken, you know, I'm a collector, obviously, as you can see behind me. That's what I live for. That's what I
see some
for.
Garbage rods back there. Very pleased.
I've only got
one
garbage rod, but I like to, anywhere I go, man, you know, driving around, I hit up a gun shop. You know, if I see a gun shop, I like to go in, see what they have. And what we've done at guns.com is we've kind of taken that and tried to bring it into a virtual world. So we don't just sell guns online. We also buy guns online. If you want to sell a gun, you can just snap some pictures of it, put in a little description. We'll send you an offer. If you like the offer, we'll even send you all of the packing material that you need to send it back to us. And then we pay you out via direct deposit or check, whatever you prefer. But that's how we get the majority of our inventory in. Then outside of that, we also sell some new guns, but we have a network of FFLs across the U.S. I think right now we're close to 1,500, maybe a little more, a little less. But we give them a platform to be able to sell guns online. So my brother owns a gun shop, kind of help him out with it a little bit. And we both use guns.com to sell guns. So again, what we've done is try to take those shops, put it all in one place. You can sit on your couch, man, I'm non-confrontational, right? You know, it always sucks to go into a gun shop and be like, hey, I want to sell this. And they're like, I'll give you like $50, man. And then you just.
Right. Cause you're also probably going to get jacked when you go to a gun shop.
But now, you know, you can just do it all on your couch, take some pictures. You know, if you don't like it, you don't have to have any face-to-face interaction. It's just hitting a button, yes or no. Then if I'm looking for something, I not only get to look at the certified used guns that guns.com has, but there's 1500 shops across the US that I can virtually browse through while I sit on my couch. We also push a lot of new gun sales out to those FFLs, because again, we're trying to open up the market. I kind of like to tell this, this story, but, I live in a small town in Minnesota. My brother and I, well, my brother really has this shop, and this guy came in and sold or gave us like 60 Colts, and they were all high end, you know, $1,500 plus. And finding people to buy that in the small town we live in, you know, it's pretty difficult. It's a limited market. Being able to put that on guns.com, man, those things were all gone. And we made a lot of money off of it, and it helped the shop out, keep us afloat and open. So it's a great place, not just for, you know, buying a gun. It's a great place to sell a gun. It's a great place to just support the firearms community, really.
That is awesome.
Love your used gun selection, by the way. I love the, because not a lot of the retailers in the other space that are all about new. The used section is absolutely what I would want going in and looking at the used wall at a gun store, seeing if there's actually a legitimate deal there. And there are a bunch.
Yeah.
Probably in a bunch.
Yeah, there's some pretty good fun used deals on here. Now, when you guys talk about recreating the gun store experience, do you also get the smell? Like, can you package, like, everyone who has ever been in an old gun store, like, it's got a creaky wood floorboard that's right there behind the front door. The door goes ding when you open it. You step on that floorboard, and it goes ee! And the 75-year-old man behind the counter goes and doesn't fucking say anything to you. He just looks at you, and then he goes back to whatever he was doing.
Slowly lowers himself back down.
Can I also get a chat window that opens that doesn't let me talk with guns.com staff, but lets me talk with that one know-it-all customer that floats around in the store?
Oh, that would be to be able to talk with other customers. Yeah.
I want guns.com proximity chat.
Proximity chats.
Yeah, well, oh, I mean, we try to package up that smell for sure.
Absolutely.
Floorboards and the know-it-all customer, man, you might have to stop it.
I might have to venture out with pants on and go to a real gun store. Dang it.
Easy with the pants on, guys. So, now you guys, obviously, so you've got the gun sales piece of it. I think that a lot of people are, you know, if you've been around the industry for as long as I have, I remember the hubbub that occurred when the domain name guns.com was purchased for near $1 million. It was, you know, that was very big news. And obviously the brand has gone through some evolution since whenever that was, like 2012, I think. So talk about the content piece though. Like, you know, the stuff that you guys are doing on the content side is really good. At least I think so.
Yeah, we've got such a great team. I mean, we have so much experience. And that's a huge focus of ours. Along with gun ownership, I think we can all agree that the most important thing is equipping gun owners with information, training, things of that nature, to just put it all out there. You can learn, get better, be better informed going into purchases, especially. But we're just a fan. I mean, we're a fan of guns. Everybody who works for the content team loves firearms. You know, I tell people, people ask me all the time, like, what do you do for work? I'm like, I can't believe that I found people who pay me to do like what I do for work. So we just have a great time, travel around. We do all kinds of stuff, factory tours of different companies, you know, product reviews, kind of comparisons, a little bit of like torture testing, some fun stuff, you know, shooting automatics and things like that. But we've got a huge, you know, we've got a core of people who work here full time. We have some contract writers. But we try to put out a lot of content. I mean, that was the primary focus of the company for a long time. And that's kind of still something that we put a big emphasis on.
Content is always king.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You're listening to a podcast right now, driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.
And content, and you know, people who know content actually can drive people. There's some people who don't understand, but content drives sales, right? If people are coming to your website for content and then they're like reading an article about you know, the new Taurus GX4 XL Toro, which holds 11 or 13 rounds of ammunition depending on the magazine, and then they see like a little ad right off the sidebar where they can stay in your ecosystem and buy that same thing, you know, it's super beneficial to have people not leave your ecosystem. All right, now here's what we're gonna do. It's time for these two guys to ask some questions because I've been talking this whole show. So Keith,
yeah, you were kind of dominating it. A little weird of you to do that.
Yeah. Christ, I'm gonna fucking leave this call.
And once all right. Again, our Taurus rep is MIA.
All right, so like you, I want to go into a gun store and I want to look for the weird bobble that they have. What's your best find? What have you found out there in the world that you were like, I couldn't believe I found this, even if you couldn't buy it?
Hmm. Oh, man, that is a tough question. I think probably a couple years ago, it was during COVID, actually, I bought a Johnson rifle, a 1941 Johnson rifle. That was probably my...
That's an impressive nerd.
Yeah,
time.
Whoa, holy shit. Like
for $3,000 too. Not just like
it that's was, not bad.
No, nope. It was I just checked Rock Island. I think the ones that they have going up now are expected to go between 8 and 12. So
have you shot it?
Actually just there's a guy in California and I forget his name. The guy is a beauty. I want to say he's like 85 or something, but he has only worked on Johnson rifles his whole life. That's all he's ever done. So I actually sent it out to him and they're making a barrel so that I can shoot it without like guilt. And just making sure that all the parts and everything are copacetic. So I actually sent it out to him, I don't know, maybe 6 months ago and waiting for it to come back. But I want to get it like kind of taken care of before I take it out to the range, but I'm super excited to go shoot it. Outside of that, things that have come through guns.com that are gems. A G-Series FAL. I don't know if you guys know that much about the G-Series. That was beautiful. I mean, it's weird to hold on to an FAL and be like, oh my God, this is $15,000.
Keith's so excited by that his video froze up. That's how excited he was by the G-Series FAL. Here's a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
which
this is going to be
something we're going to start adding, asking all of the guests that we get on here, with the exception of Craig Douglas, because he's too cool for this conversation. But which is the better service handgun, the double Gulf War champion M9 or the two World War champion, the 1911? There is a right answer to this question, and it may not be the one you think, but it's based on who's asking the question. So go ahead.
I'm gonna answer this with a little bit of life history here.
Oh, boy.
I grew up in Alabama.
We have triggered the story.
Yeah. I grew up in Alabama, and actually a lot of people don't know, but you can get your – Alabama was one of the first states you get your concealed carry license when you're 18. So I turned 18. My dad bought me a handgun, and I wanted a 1911. Like, I was 45, you know, because they don't make a 46.
Well, the schools aren't very good in Alabama, so that tracks.
Yeah.
We have the space program there, you jackass.
Yeah, my dad's a rocket scientist.
You can say that shit about Mississippi. I'll let you fucking drag Mississippi through the dirt, but Alabama ain't that place.
But
German speakers there.
Yeah, it's weird.
I was all.
What's your name? Juan.
I mean, that was like my thing. And I had a buddy who was all about the Glock 19, and he was like 9mm. And I was like, 9mm, man. And I had this picture in my head that, like, guy walks in, I shoot him with 9mm, and he's just going to like walk it off. As I have since grown in the gun industry, I'm actually a huge fan of the Beretta. I'm a huge fan. I think that it has, I chased a dream in the Navy for a little while, so I have a little bit of experience with it. I think it has a bad reputation with a lot of vets because of maintenance, really. You know, I don't think that the armories would keep up with all of the parts, and after a while they just kind of get, you know, I mean, they get clapped out, and guys are like, oh, this sucks. But if you grab a Beretta, man, it's such a smooth gun. I love the inline barrel. I love the locking system on it. Especially the newer ones with the, like, the M3 or the A3, A4. They've got the thinner grip, 17 rounds. I don't know. I'm a big Beretta fan. Granted, Die Hard's like my favorite movie ever, and I love Lethal Weapon. And I watched Die Hard like 2 years ago, and I was like, that's it. I got to go buy a Beretta. So that's going to be my answer.
All right, guys. M992 better than a 1911.
It's fast.
It's a superior gun in every way, shape, or form. Jack's comment on my Instagram post that kicked all of this off, which was breaking news, double action aficionado prefers double action gun. I'm like, it be like that. But
I commented numbers. I was like, I went back a couple of days ago, it was like 47 people like this. I'm like, take that, Caleb.
Yeah, that was in fact doing numbers.
Well, okay, I'll say it. The M9's not a bad gun, but in one key facet, does it fall behind the 1911?
What?
There's no argument to this. It feels better to reload a 1911 than it does an M9.
It feels better to reload a 1911 with a 10-round magazine than
it
does.
I'll agree to that. But in no way, shape, or form does it feel better to reload a Beretta with a 20-round magazine. It's actually kind of ass.
The 20-rounders aren't great. I don't disagree with this.
It doesn't look better. It doesn't feel better in no way, shape, or form. And you're more likely to need the reload with the 1911, which I think is key. If you're going to do something, do it to where you're on the books.
Following that logic, we should all just carry 44 Magnum snubbies around.
I did the other night.
I know. Here's something that we will not elaborate on any further than this. I get a text from Jack, and that text says some things I'm not going to repeat on the air, and I go, not my problem. You do you. And I would love for all of you people listening to this out in viewer land to just, in the comments on this episode, I want you to tell me what you think that text from Jack said. That's what I want for out of this episode.
I like
you guys.
I would like to say that Jack Clemens is very proud to be sponsored by Taurus.
I would like to hear. I'm going to ask a question.
Yeah, fire it up. We don't care.
We have a debate, or at least I do, with like my direct boss over what's better, the G3 or the FAL, which is a huge like.
Oh, wow. Now we're talking like.
We're going to start a war with this one. First off, I have the correct answer. Which one is called the right arm of the free world?
That was marketing.
I'm just saying.
Okay. I think it really comes down to, for me, which handguard is on the G3.
That's fair.
Because if you got the thin Imbel handguard, I'm not a fan of that. But that big, fat, triangular handguard that was on the 91s, that's...
This is my favorite handguard.
Oh, wow.
Like the
Israeli. Yes.
The Israeli H-bar.
Yes. That sucker's heavy, too. And it doesn't recoil. It's awesome.
Keith, your internet is crapping out.
Yeah, Keith. I think Keith is
The gerbil fell off the modem.
I think Keith's on his cell service for some reason. Yeah, Keith, turn your video off so we can actually hear you. Me, it's always the FAL, and it's partly the FAL because I was at an event many years ago when I was on the media side of things, and I got to shoot one of the FALs that had been submitted to the U.S. M14 trials, like one of the actual guns that was supposed to be in competition to become the M14 if the trials hadn't been rigged by the ordnance department to specifically pick the M14. But that's...
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details.
Casino, America's social casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own is free and easy. Upload an episode, and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and hundreds more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads like this, even with just 10 listeners a month. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start free at rss.com.
Such a fun discussion.
We could do that. So speaking of, we have episodes.
I didn't know Sig was around back then.
Dude,
okay.
Please note that all jokes by Jack Lemmons do not represent any company involved with this broadcast, please.
So yeah, that's the FAL.
The argument over 308 is so much fun, especially with 308 fanboys.
I like the fact that the foul fought a war against itself.
Yes.
That's a cool thing. Argentina versus the Brits.
I also like that the FAL fought commies, like legitimate, like drop so
the
G3. Bodies. The G3. Yeah, but not in the same lot numbers as the FAL did.
Disagree. South America, baby.
Wait a minute.
They used to
Okay.
Wait, the FAL
South America FAL is just wars against gun, but... Again, South American commie wars are the G3 was on both sides of those wars, and the FAL was on both sides of those wars. Oh, here's a question. As you may have heard throughout this, Alex, FAL or FAL?
I say both, so I can't necessarily go one way or the other. We could all go Fusil Automatique Légère, but
that's too French, which is Belgian. But it's Belgian.
I'm a huge FAL fan, and my detractors with the G3 are length of pull, charging handle. It's just so much easier on the FAL.
Yeah, that's not even a question. Like, yeah.
You got a bolt hold open, bolt release, which is awesome. And then my biggest thing is like shooting them side by side. I don't know what it is, but the FAL is such a, it's just a smoother shooter. Like the G3 is way more kind of nasty and aggressive, I think. But
oh, it just rips up brass and it throws like so far.
Another county.
Yeah.
And the control scheme on it was built for Andre the Giant and nobody else. They're like, can you reach these controls? No.
Even with my hands, I will say manipulating that safety is like such. I'm like,
Yeah.
And the reload is like, you've got like what, a foot and a half to pull that charging handle back. Like it is, it is on a trip. It's not like the MP5, which is like, oh, hold on. It's like. Dearest Mary, I'm midway through my G3 reload and times are dark.
Were like the $4.99 aluminum magazines. That was sick. You know, it's like G3 and I can buy a gajillion magazines. Then there's the whole FAL with the British and it's got to be metric.
That's probably the biggest knock on the FAL is the different patterned magazines where you're like, is it metric? Is it imperial? First off, everything should be imperial, but
imperial to the moon.
the FAL has always held like I think it is one of the best looking rifles ever created. Like it's got clean lines. The gun looks good. Back when I was on the media side of things, I was forever trying to figure out a way to scam DS Arms into sending me one of their the Jungle Recon carbines they have. Oh. And like I know that the gun probably won't run great and it weighs 10 million pounds, but also it looks awesome and I want one. And I've always wanted one.
A slight obsession. I want one of the Rhodesian carbines that they got right now with the baby poop camo, and they've got the cutout and everything for the sound. It's just a vibe, man. I want to put on my shorty shorts and my Converse and go run through the woods with that thing.
If I did another DSA, I would do the poacher, the anti-poacher rifle that they have. Mm. 16 inch para tri-rail top, like that's real.
I've always been a total just total bitch for the OSW, the 13 inch. I love that gun, the quad rails on it. It weighs 12 pounds.
Yeah, 47 pounds. And, you know, again, any gun that was in the movie,
Heat. I love shooting it.
Any gun, right?
Heat and we also had that gun in the town.
I'm also down for any gun that was in
what
I was gonna say. What just happened?
I have no idea.
I thought it was me.
That was
no, that was Caleb. Caleb hit like the brown note on a piano keyboard or something.
Did we,
Caleb?
Caleb, thumbs up if you can hear
I'm us. Still here for the record.
Oh, okay, yeah, that was...
What happened was if I get a... Because we live in the future and technology is bullshit. So if I get a phone call on my iPhone, which is linked to the Mac that I host these things on, it doesn't interrupt the call that we're doing, but it kills my audio feed for some reason. And then I have to disconnect my Bluetooth headphones and reconnect them, which I'm going to do right now. So you guys talk amongst yourselves.
I was very certain the Manchurian candidate had been activated.
We said the words. Caleb is now invading Florida.
I really hope we don't edit that out.
For sure. We will definitely keep that in there because we've now developed a following on this show that appreciates the authentic nature of the fact that we leave the only thing that we've ever edited out was a conversation that
it was NDA'd.
Yeah, we were like doo 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 doo, and then we realized at the end of it, like, we can't have any of this in your son of a bitch.
We've all been there.
Whoopsie doodle.
Alex, have you ever blown any NDAs or embargoes?
Oof. Probably, yeah.
I don't trust a man who hasn't blown an NDA.
You're not a real gun writer until you get a slightly cross email from somebody in my position now, because I've also gotten those emails from the versions of me, like where you're like, hey, so you knew that this wasn't supposed to go on the internet until 2 weeks from now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, shit,
oh,
shit, yeah. Shit.
Yeah, I got that email and it was I wish you would have talked to me. And I was like, ooh, sorry.
Oh, man.
I was in the future. Going forward.
Let's see. Alex, do you do any hunting? Is that part of your vibe? Or are you more just into the collecting, shooting side of things?
I do some hunting. I grew up in Alabama. We had a little bit of land up in the mountains of Tennessee. So like hunting for me, I this is going to sound weird, right? But I like to collect too. So I just take my M1 Garand out, iron sights and everything. I don't do any scope or anything like that, but do a little deer hunting. Haven't done it in a couple of years. I'm a little bit new to Minnesota. Minnesota's got some different laws and restrictions and stuff that I kind of got to meander my way through.
Are you anywhere near the Minneapolis St. Paul metropolitan area?
Yes, very, very,
very near. Very near. Okay, so I used to live up there. There's some weird stuff up there. There's a really good Thai place in downtown St. Paul that I can send you directions to if you want to just ruin your insides.
I love ruining my insides with Thai food.
Yeah. Really good. There's a ton of good food up there. The weather's ass, but the food's
cool. I think during the summer.
Yeah, the summer, man. There's nowhere better in the world than here. Especially up on the lakes. Go up to like Superior. It's the most beautiful place on the planet. But
you'll get northern people complaining about how hot it is when it's 85 degrees with like 25% humidity, and you're like, you'll be wearing like jeans and you'll maybe have like, you know, a light jacket in the car for when the sun goes down. And all these people are like, it's so hot, I'm dying.
Last year, my best friend, I was at his wedding and he had an outdoor wedding in Alabama on June 28th at
so he's not,
does he not like anyone?
And I was like, look, man, I was like, I've been up there for 4 years now and I'm not built for this. Like, I need like 2 weeks to readjust. I thought I was drowning. I got off the plane. I was like, what is all this water in the air? You know, like.
Here's your short, sir.
Yeah.
We're going to do a little fun fact here on this episode before we move on to more gun related stuff, because someone just sent me a meme. And this meme is that Doritos Locos Tacos have lasted twice as long as the Confederacy did.
Oof. Win for the Locos.
and if you don't mind me saying, have also provided a more valuable cultural contribution.
Oh, not even a question. Man. I will say, if you're a fan of it, the Doritos Hot Mustard Limited Time flavor smacks. It's all right, so good.
Around the horn real quick, we'll do around, we're gonna do a quick bit of gun Taco questions. We're gonna do some gun questions real first, and then we're gonna do what everyone's Taco Bell order is, like what is your go-to Taco Bell order. But first around the horn gun questions, starting with Keith, and this one is going to be, which cartridge has had a more significant historical contribution? This is for everybody. Mm-hmm. Which handgun cartridge has had the most significant historical contribution to modern gun culture? Pick anyone, starting with Keith, handgun cartridge. Mm. And don't give me some rifle round just because they chambered it in a TC Encore, okay? That doesn't fucking count.
Shush, you stop taking my ideas.
God bless the TC.
Anybody who's ever hated on the TC Encore just doesn't like fun, because the shit that you could do with those guns. Yes, I have a 16-inch 308 pistol. Why? Because Indiana's deer hunter.
Because I can.
Stupid.
Yeah.
Why? Because stop asking questions.
Real All quick, right. Before you answer.
Shut up, Keith. Alex, go. Let the guest
talk. I was just going to say, one of my favorite things about like the TC anything is the just American innovation in getting around laws, you know, like that is
I live for it.
Like I wake up every day.
I love the engineer beating the politician. I love it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, that's fine. You have passed a rule. Here's the immediate fix for getting around that rule. Exactly. It is completely compliant with your rule. I'm just smarter than you.
California quick pens. Like, yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah. Good times. All right, Keith, your cartridge and your justification. Go. We're on the clock.
Influential cartridge has got. I'm gonna take the easy out on this one because I think it's true, and I think it's 9mm. That's an old centerfire cartridge, but we set it up in such a way that it was still and will remain like the standard for what a handgun cartridge is. And it's very unlikely that we get away from that in any significant time frame until we go to a completely different method of propelling ammunition, or we go to a completely different wounding method. It's 9mm.
Okay, 9mm. Jack?
380 ACP, specifically when used in the FN M1910.
So
it is the caliber and gun that killed Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
Yep. No, I know. That's what that I was just interestingly, I was on the assassination of the Archduke page because I knew somebody was going to use that. And I just was checking to make sure it was a 380, not a 32. And it was in fact a 380. Yep. It was an FN 1910 for the people that don't know. And if you don't know why the assassination of the Archduke Franz Ferdinand was the most significant shooting probably in world history, you need to read like a book. Like,
well, I not just world history, American gunfighting technique.
Yeah, that's fair.
If you want to talk about like the big domino effect that falls down, there's a direct line of where we go from old Western technique to modern technique to ISO to what I call late GWAT, and like how that handgunning has affected all that goes back to World War One, where handguns weren't very effective. But
I want to see that handgun because there's, like you said, there's I don't know if there is a piece of history that has like you could look at that has had a greater impact on world events for such a long time.
This little pocket pistol that is, you know, that probably at the time was just a, hey, you're walking home and some highwayman come out of nowhere, has changed.
That's the crazy thing. A lot of people don't know, but like that group was planning, I think they were planning on grenading the car.
Yeah, and they were going to throw bombs at him, and they didn't work.
The guy was literally at a bar, and they were like, oh, shoot.
He walked out with a sandwich in his hand. He was like, ugh.
Oh, yeah. Shit, the Archduke. Clack, clack.
Hey, we need to kill that guy.
Right? All right, so, Alex, what is your influential handgun caliber?
I mean, it's got to be 30 Super Carry, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, sure. Federal Premium has entered the chat angrily.
Oh.
Or what else? My real calibers.
That's such a tough one because Keith took 9mm. And I don't think that there's any cartridge. 9mm, that's the handgun cartridge. I'll go off the wall, maybe. I don't know. I honestly don't know if I can go off the wall. Like you guys have picked the influential ones.
I'll toss you an easy one here and say 45 ACP, just because 45 ACP helped define and bring in the era of the modern auto loading handgun.
Yeah.
Like the 1911 and then later the Browning, which was 9mm, the high power. But the 1911 has basically ushered the modern auto loader in. Like, we still think of 1911s as kind of a modern auto loader variant. And 45 ACP helped usher that in. So,
but 45 ACP wouldn't exist without 45 Colt. So if you're picking one of those, you have to actually pick 45 Colt.
Man, that's another good one. I'm a fanboy of 7.62 Tokarev, but
yes, 7.62 Tokarev has probably put more fucking people in the ground than. Right here, you know?
Yeah, but hold on. Most of it was behind the ear.
Still counts. It's 7.62 Tokarev probably holds the all-time world record both for Nazis and communists.
In a submachine gun, like the most, like I think the best round in a submachine gun. Like,
I had a buddy who built a 7.62 Tokarev AR rifle that may have been questionably legal in terms of like barrel length or something like that. I don't know. I don't remember. But it was, it barely worked. But when it did work, it was the best PCC ever made by man. Like that thing was fantastic to shoot. All right. So we've got 9mm. We've got 380. We've got 7.62 Tokarev, which has a fantastically high body count. And now we'll come to me, and I am going to say 36 caliber percussion, because that was the caliber of the Colt Patterson. And without the Colt Patterson, without Samuel Colt becoming Samuel Colt, there is no American gun culture as we recognize it today. Like, just it doesn't happen. It doesn't exist. It would have eventually happened, but it doesn't look the same without Colt. And that's just, there's an indelible pony-shaped imprint on the face of American gun culture. And that, ladies and gentlemen, is it for this episode. So, Alex, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you, everyone out there, for watching, sharing, liking, subscribing, performing all of the YouTube actions that you need to perform. Please make sure that you visit guns.com, check out their content, sell them your guns, buy some guns. I didn't even know about the used gun thing until just now, which, you know, I'm now on the used gun section and I'm like, ooh, I have disposable income.
Let's be honest. We all have a tab open now browsing.
Yeah, let's just make a purchase real quick.
Jack's like, and add to cart.
She got me like, I'll just do one quick plug here. Another great thing is we do, there's a make an offer button. So, you know, you come across something and you're like, man, I like this, but maybe it's $100 overpriced for what I'd like. And you throw an offer that way, you know, and we do that both with our guns, our certified used guns, and all the FFLs do it as well. So if it's something they're looking to move, make a little buck on, you might score a solid deal.
Fantastic. All right, guys, again, thank you so much for watching, listening, liking, sharing, subscribing. If you're watching this on YouTube, please go ahead and give this video a thumbs up. That will add us to your liked queue and also helps push us up the algorithm. If you're listening on iTunes or Spotify, go ahead and leave us one of them sick 5-star ratings, which also push us up in the algorithm. And shout out to the Google Play listener. He's back. So he's back.
Hey!
All right, guys, that's it. We'll see you next week.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You're listening to a podcast right now. Driving, working out, walking the dog. If you're into podcasts, chances are you have something to say too. With RSS.com, starting your own podcast is free and easy. Upload an episode and we distribute it to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, and more. Track your listeners, see where they're from, and start earning from ads just like this. If you've been thinking about starting a podcast, this is your sign. Start your new podcast for free today at RSS.com.